Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to talk about these very unique asset classes which many of us came across almost on a daily basis, but yet we are all too unfamiliar with how they work. HDB Shophouse, a unique hybrid of commercial and residential space, has gained attention in recent years for their strategic location, historical charm, and perceived investment potential. These two-story properties typically feature a ground floor commercial unit and a residential unit above. They can be found in most mature HDB towns. But the biggest question remains, are HDB shophouse truly worth investing? Can you still hoard in this segment? What are their rewards, risks, threats, and the opportunity they offer in today's property landscape? Here, let's go. Firstly, let's talk about making money. That is what investors are looking into them, correct or not? One of their main attractions is their dual income stream. The ground floor commercial unit can be leased to retail shops, clinics, F&B outlets, or even a mini mart. The commercial component usually fetch a higher rental rates due to its business appeal. Businesses need a shopfront to do business. On the other hand, the upper floor residential unit, which is also known as living quarters or LQ for short, can be used for personal use or be rented out to tenants. Do you know these LQs are extremely popular to workers because they come with less stringent restrictions as compared to a typical HDB flat? This dual purpose nature creates the possibility of generating two separate rental income from a single property. In high traffic areas, commercial rentals can command premium rates, especially when located near MRT station, bus interchange, or large residential cluster. This makes HDB shophouse especially appealing to investors looking for consistent cash flow. Another appeal of HDB shophouse is scarcity. HDB no longer build new shophouse at large. The number of such units is fixed. Most of them were constructed between the 1970s and 1990s. As a result, scarcity drives up their value. Investors see these properties as rare, potentially appreciating asset over time, especially if located in prime district of mature town where there's a huge catchment of customers. Some say they are as good as landed properties. How true are they? Well, only you know, I know. Because HDB shophouse are classified as commercial properties, they are not subjected to ABSD. These only apply to single-story shophouse. If the shophouse comes with an LQ, which is a typical 3-room HDB flat, ABSD is payable. Even if it's payable, the ABSD is still manageable as most 3-room flats are valued around the 400,000 range. Hence, this can be very appealing to Singaporeans and foreigners who want to diversify their property portfolio without paying additional tax. Yes, you hear me correctly. Foreigners are eligible to buy HDB shophouse too. Banks typically classify HDB shophouse as commercial properties. This means they are subject to lower loan-to-value ratio, typically 70% or less, and they will be offered a shorter loan tenure due to their shorter leases. Buyers must be prepared to fork out a larger down payment compared to residential property. In addition, interest rates for commercial loans are usually pegged higher than those for residential loans. This financing hurdle can be a significant barrier for individual investors or first-time buyers. That is why for those that pick up multiple shophouses for their own use are usually business owners with branches all over Singapore. They need the shop space for their own businesses. So, buying into them is the next best property investment after their businesses. That is why don't play if you see some discount shop or hardware shop selling lelong stuff or cheap thing. In reality, they own many of the HDB shophouses they do business in. To me, they are not only running a business, but are establishing a property empire. Don't believe me? Just ask Second Chance Properties. Take note, these properties are still under HDB regulation. Owners must follow usage rules strictly. For instance, the commercial unit must be operated within approved trades. HDB also has restriction on leasing, subletting, and renovating work. Unauthorized business operation, illegal subletting, or structure change without permission can lead to penalties. converting existing businesses to F&B trade is also not so straightforward. That is why decades back, I can still recall a supermarket chain bought a HDB wet market, thinking they can convert it into a supermarket. Sorry ho, any change of use need to seek Akong approval first. The growing of e-commerce and online services has posed a significant threat to brick and mortar retail businesses. Tenants in HDB shophouse, especially those in the retail trade, may struggle with rising costs and reduced food fare if consumers increasingly shift to online shopping. This has already happened to some trades. That is why we have seen some change in tenant in our HDB neighborhood. If commercial tenants close shop or fail to renew leases, landlord could experience higher vacancy rate and loss of income. This is especially risky in areas with low foot traffic or aging demographic. Most HDB shophouses come with 99 years, 70 years or even shorter lease to begin with. This means many existing units may have less than 60 years of lease remaining, and in some cases, even less than 40 years. As lease tenure shrink, financing becomes even harder. Banks are often unwillingly to finance property with short lease, and resale value may drop. Furthermore, lease decay may deter future buyers, narrowing the exit strategy. Then, some will say, HDB may sell there one day. Well, you can continue to wait long. So far, only a handful have this blessing, such as those in MacPherson Lane and those in Chong Pang Market that were acquired to build an integrated neighborhood hub. HDB shophouse are HDB owned, and any renewal or redevelopment lies solely at the discretion of HDB. Let me share with you, the biggest threat to the local retail scene is still the RTS. When the RTS start commencing operation come end 2026, this will be a game changer to the retail businesses in Singapore. Singaporeans are frustrated with the turbocharging inflation in recent years. However, when they go over JB to do their shopping, like I always do, they start to realize that things over there are simply more affordable. Don't talk about the exchange rate yet. It seems that retailers in Singapore are selling at a significantly higher cost due to the higher cost of running a business locally. The frequent jams seen across both causeways are only a fraction of what is going to happen to the retail industry. Many HDB towns are undergoing rejuvenation under the government long-term plans. Areas like Bukit Merah, Toa Payoh, Queenstown and Boon Keng are seeing renewed interest from younger demographics, new BTO flats and improvement in infrastructures. These gentrifying neighborhoods present a golden opportunity for HDB shophouse owners. As the surrounding population becomes more affluent, the demand for boutique retails, cafes and lifestyle services grow. This allows owners to command higher commercial rentals or even exit their business for a handsome profit. The pandemic has changed how retail and services operate. Some savvy landlords are repositioning their spaces to suit more resilient sectors. For example, clinics, tuition center or even DIY laundromat. These trades perform very well even during the worst downturn. By choosing the right dynamics or even operating their own business on the premises, owners can turn HDB shophouse into high-performing, stable income asset. Ever since the lockdown in 2020, many small businesses changed hands and 2021 has witnessed a record 130 shophouses sold and the total transaction volume was 309 million. In subsequent years, there have been a healthy volume of transactions and record prices achieved. Here, I have difficulties comparing their data as their transactions are not uniform, and the location and the facing of the shophouses also play a significant part to its value. For example, a shophouse facing the neighborhood hawker center with strong human traffic can command a higher value as compared to those with less human traffic. But the general rule of thumb, HDB shophouse prices has increased as much as landed property prices in Singapore. For those that are familiar in this trade, maybe you can shed more lights on it. The answer lies in the buyer's profile and investment goals. For seasoned investors with sufficient capital and those who are running their own businesses, HDB shophouse can be an attractive option to add to their investment portfolio. The potential for dual income, scarcity value and exemption from ABSD are compelling benefits. However, these properties come with significant risks, high capital outlay, limited financing, CPF restriction, and vulnerability to retail trends. They are not passive investment either. Their success depends on location, tenant selection, and compliance to HDB regulation. Moreover, with lease decay and limited redevelopment rights, they are not ideal for long-term holding unless located in prime and high-demand neighborhood. In conclusion, HDB shorthouse are a high-risk, high-reward niche. They are only suitable for sophisticated investors with strong financial means and those that understand the retail business very well. But for the average buyer or those relying heavily on leverage and CPF, this segment may not be the best entry point into the property market. If you don't have deep pockets, you run the risk of financing a property with poor rental rates or even long vacancy period. On another note, a rising HDB short house market is also not healthy in the long term. Obviously, tenants will need to pay higher rental to secure price unit. This means retailers have to pass on higher costs to consumers. That is why have you noticed that daily necessities such as bread and food costs has risen significantly? I just wonder if the authority should pay attention to this segment as much as they are looking into the HDB resale market. Do I talk sense here? Here, if you enjoyed this sharing, kindly help me to like and share. Hope you also enjoy this new format. Thank you so much and see you again soon.